And they say, no, the bread is always mutter. And they say, shori, afilu kishavuka kinegdoi. Even though your mamish took the wood, these 18 of Orla, and klei akerim, the mamish also banor, and you burnt them, and the heat is coming out of the wood, even though your mamish see the wood there, still the rabbanan svar is, what comes off, the heat that comes off is mutter banor. And we said, the chazonish is mazbek, zvashim atoysis, that the heat comes up from the wood that was already burnt. From the part of the wood that came into Ephes, into nothing, that's where the heat comes out. So first you make the oil like Ephes, like nothing, and then that turns into heat, and the heat is mutter. That's the Rabbanan Svara. So according to Rabbanan Frek Yumara, Ela Eitzim, the Yisur of the Rabbanan, Hechi Mishkachaslu. How do you have a local? We say Eitzim is also Banur. Poshita means you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the Eitzim. According to Rabbanan, how do you have that? Where's the loch? Asi Asher is also Banur. What do you mean it's also Banur? Take the wood, throw it into the oven, and make a fire out of it. Now, according to Rabbanan, you're allowed to have enjoyment from the heat. You're allowed to bake bread with it. Because when the heat comes up, we say it's considered first the Orla, whatever it is, or the Atzesherah, came into Ephes, came into nothing, was burnt up. And from the burnt up part, that's what the heat is coming up. So according to Rabbanan, how do you ever have a locha that ate some Rosh Banor? And there's a lot of Gemaras and Mishnahs about that. Atzei Asherim is also Banor. Klai Kerem is also Banor. Where's the case according to Rabbonin that you have an Yisra Banor on wood alone? And the Gemara of Rabbami Bar Choma Bishashifa Enechnami. The case is if you make a stool, a seat, a chair out of the wood. So Grashi Bishashifa Kisei Leshev Alov. If you take wood from Atzei Asheru or wood from Ola Klai Kerem and you make a chair out of it, here it's also to sit on this chair, because that's considered you having enjoyment from the Atzei Asher itself. Make the stool for your foot. The Hanoson Kishen Ben. That's called you having enjoyment when the wood is still here. And by Mamish sitting on the chair, you're having enjoyment. But the Hanor by burning the wood and having Hanor having enjoyment from the heat that comes out of the wood, ain't Hanoson. That's not considered the enjoyment comes from the wood itself. Rabbonin, the wood is not also banor by burning it. So the only time you have a case that's also banor, according to Rabbonin, is to sit on the wood itself. Well, right. Boy minei romi bachoma. So romi bachoma is the shailom Rav Chizda, from Rav Chizda. What's going to be the locho? Tanor she siko b'yatzei hegdish. Up until now we're talking about you're burning oil or klayim, or else we had avoid the zorah. Now we're clearing another shalom. What about if you use wood from hegdish? You had wood that was set aside to use for the Marocha, or set aside to use for Hegdish. It has an Isra Hanor on it. And you took this wood and you burnt it. You used it for the fuel in the tanner. Shigo v'yatzei Hegdish. V'yofo b'yas apas. And you bake bread with this heat. Is the Rabbanan, the clan of Shal, according to Rabbanan Shita, the Shara b'kemaisam, that Rabbanan before said, that by oil and klai kerem, if you burn the wood to make the bread becomes mutter, mai. What's going to be the locha by Hegdish? Is Hegdish different or not? That's what he asked. And Omalei, the Taki answered back, Yishinu HaPas Asurim. Here Taki, even the Rabbanu will be murdered. That wood, that's Hegdish, there Taki, it's also Tavanor, even from the Hesek, even from the heat that comes out of the burnt wood, still it's also Banor. Fred Gemara, why? Oma Ben Zul Yorlo. Why is Hegdish, that's also Banor, any different than Orlo, that's also Banor? The Peiros or the Klippos of oil is also also Banor. And still there you're telling me the Rabbanan Svar is that when you burn it, it's considered. First you burn it, you make it into nothing, and then the heat comes from nothing. So say the same thing by Hegdish also. First you're burning the wood of Hegdish, it's like you made an ice Hegdish, and now the heat comes from nothing. So how come by Hegdish all of a sudden you're saying it's also? And the Gemara on my Rova, Hochi Hashta, what's Ratzushta, what's the it's not Daima one to the other. What's the difference? Well, it's not Daima. Ola, I tell you, b'teila b'masayim. Ola, even with the Rabbanan, there's halachas when it's bottle. If you have a peri that was Ola, it falls into 200 peris that are mutter, it becomes bottle. You're not eat it. You have one apple that was grown within the first 3 years, it falls into another 200 apples of heter that was from a 4-year-old tree, it's bottle, you'll have to eat them all. Mashenkin Hegdish has a chumro, afilu b'yelefloi bottle. So I call upon him, the Rabbanan, Hegdish is more chumro, if you have something that's Hegdish, that falls into even 1,000 times as much, it's like bottom. So if Al Hegdish has this chumrah, therefore, by says Midi Rabbonin, will be machmir to say Yeshvach Eitzim by Hegdish. Shrashi, B'teilu B'Masayim, Hilkach loy chamira mishakola v'nivri suroi. Therefore, by Orlo, when it's burnt up, like mid Rabbanan, it looks as if it's bottled. That's why the Rabbanan didn't after it. Mashenke by Hegdish, even after it's burnt up, see what do you want to say? It looks like it's bottled? No. Mid Rabbanan, Hegdish can't become bottled. Even if you throw it into 1,000 things as much, it's still awesome. You see, mid Rabbanan, Hegdish never becomes bottled. Here also, even after you burn the wood of Hegdish, we don't look as if it's bottled, as if it's nothing. No. Hegdish has a chumrah, we don't look like it's bottled. Therefore, the bread that you bake from Hegdish is not also banu, even according to Rabbanim. Freddy Gemara. If I have a kasha and what you're saying, that Rabbanim are going to be moidon by Atzel of Hegdish, this is what Shvet to me, this is my kasha. I have a new kasha now. What's going on here? There's wood here that's Hegdish, right? A lock of a Hegdish is like this. When you take Hegdish to have anor from it, as soon as you have anor from it, you're over the Yisra Mila. Somebody saying here. You're over the Yisra Mila. And the male, when you're over the Yisra Mila, the locker is, it's Yotza Lechulin. The cloud is, the one that started to burn this wood, he had anor from it. He's over the Yisra Mila. And the cloud is, V'chol Heichad the Mola Masik. By Hegdish. Anytime somebody's over the Yisra Mila, Nofet Lulu Chulin. That's the lochum. The Hegdish goes out to be Chulin now. So the Zay Vishashio, what happened here? First you took the wood and you started to make fire. So now, the person, the Yisroel that took this wood, right away he's having enough from the wood, he's over the Yisamila. By him being over the Yisamila, the wood becomes chulin. So now when the heat comes out of the wood and you're baking the bread should be mutter. Because the one that made the fire, he was moil. And Allah says, whenever you moil in Hegdish, it's Yotzel chulin. So Drashi, Baloi moil amasik, v'chayiv korban mila. The Yisrael that took the Hegdish stick of wood and started to make a fire, have anor from it, he's over the Yisra Mila, he has to bring a korban. The Chodov is Shein B'Gdush Zaguf, anything that doesn't have B'Gdush Zaguf, like a korban or a Kli Sharis, the Lacha is as soon as you moil, it's Yotze L'chulim. That's the Lacha. So that was a Kasha here. Since you took this wood and used it, so right away you're over Mila, so Mila the bread should be mutter, because it comes like chulim, like a bread now. Now the Gemara, Amra Papa, Hocho Ba'atzei Shkama Matinim. We're talking about wood that you were makdish for the purpose to use for a shlomim. Rashi be'atzei shlomim, she'atzfisam le'dmei shlomim, shlomim, le'moichrom likach v'dmeiim shlomim. Or the kotshim kalim ein le'mila. This is the teretz. That since you set aside this wood to be used for shlomim, shlomim, which is the kotshim kalim, doesn't have the yisra mila. The only time you have mila by shlomim, after you do zrikas dam on the emurim, that's going to go on the mizbeach, that's called Kotsi Hashem. Then if you have enough from the Emurim, then you're over Mila. But before you make Zrik on the Basar, or else the Eitzim that you're going to use for Shlomim, there's no Din Mila. Even if you have Hanor from it, you're not over the Yisra Mila. And now, Stamar is saying, since you're not over the Yisra Mila, the Lachariz is not Yotze L'chulin. That's how we say if you have enjoyment from Hegdish, that it goes out L'chulin, that's only because you're over the Yisra Mila. When you're over the Yisra Mila, then we say the Mila makes it, then it's Yotze L'chulin. But lo yitzu, you have something that you're not moil on, there's no Yisra Mila, you don't have the Chiyah Korban Mila, it's taka not Yotze L'chulin. And I'll bring you a raya for this. The Alibud Rabbi Yehuda, Alibud Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomar Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Hegdish b'shoigeg mischalo. If you have Hanor from Hegdish b'shoigeg, the pshat is then you moil, and then you have to bring a Korban Mila, it's taka mischalo. The locher is that Hegdish goes out lechulin. What about the mezid? Let's say you take hanor from Hegdish to mezid. You know what you're doing. You know this is a Hegdish sticker, a cow, a horse, and you're riding on it right now. The locher is ainah mischalo. It's not mischalo. Why not? Why doesn't it go out lechulin? The mezid might time aloy. What's the reason if you rode this horse that belongs to Hegdish? The mezid, it doesn't go out lechulin. The teretz is, kivon de larva milahu. Since you did it, b'mezid. And b'mezid is no Yisra Mila. Mila is only b'shoigeg. If you take hanor from Hegdish b'mezid, you're not over the Yisra Mila. It's a mela menofek l'chulin. It doesn't go out l'chulin. So this is the raya that when do we say if you take hanor from Hegdish, it goes out automatically l'chulin only because you're over the Yisra Mila. The Yisra Mila makes it that it goes out l'chulin. Mashenken, if you do it b'mezid, b'mezid is no Yisra Mila, you're not mechuyev to being a korban mila if you do b'mezid. If you take hanor from Hegdish b'mezid, you're over in Issa, you're not allowed to have hanor, but it's not called you a mol. Mol means b'shoigeg. So since you see b'mezid, it doesn't, you don't have to be a korban mila, who adin, it's not nofak l'chulin. It's a mela shlomim nami, by a wood that you are makdish for the purpose of ishlomim, which is only a kochim kalim. By kochim kalim, we're saying there's never milah. The only time you have milah by kochim kalim is la'achas riko with the emurim. The fat that you're going to put on the mizbeach, since right now that's going on the mizbeach, that's called kochi Hashem, now it gets a special kedusha that there's nisim milah. But before you have the emurim, just the behemo, the wood on shlomim, doesn't have any nisim milah on it. So mele kiv on the la'ab bar milah. Since shlomim and the wood that you set aside for the shlomim has no nisim milah, is a mela loynafik lechulin. Therefore, it doesn't go out lechulin. So, since it doesn't go out lechulin, that's the case that you took wood that was set aside for shlomim, and now when Yisrael came and burnt this wood, so true, he's over in Issa by using the wood, but since he wasn't moal, the lachur is the wood does not go out lechulin. The wood still has kedusha on it. So, mela now, if you bake bread with it, we say even according to Rabbanan, with the chumra of hegdish, that even the bread becomes awesome. Because by other Yisurim, we say the Yisur is like bottle. But by Hegdish doesn't have any bitum, therefore by Hegdish we say the bread also becomes awesome. For the Gemara, is this true? The Chol Heicha, the Moil, Hamasik, Nafik, the Chulin, is that true what we're saying? That when somebody takes Hanor from Hegdish, Bishaygig, that he's over the Yisra Mila, he has to bring a carbon Mila, you're telling me right after that, the thing becomes Chulin. It's yourself from Hegdish becoming Chulin. For a time you learned like this, Kol Anis Rofen, anytime you burn something, Ofran Mutter. Anything that's also bano, after you burn it, the yofrin becomes mutter. Even by chometz, if you hold chometz as minanas rofin, the yofrin is mutter, klayak kerim. After you burn the klayak kerim, the yofrin is mutter, if you hold it as minanas rofin. Has called the rofin any issa that's toyin sreifa, after it's burnt, it becomes mutter. Chutz only, meyatzi ashera, from the issa avoid the zorah, the yefer hegdish. And who adin hegdish that was burnt up is l'oyla maser. It's still also bano, even after it's burnt up. This is the kasha. Why is Hegdish after burnt up? Is the ash still asa bano? Lachura, the person that burnt it, was over in Issa Mila. Since he was over in Issa Mila, we say whenever you moil, it automatically goes out lachulin. So how do you have a case that the ashes of Hegdish is still asa bano? So as more territories are pushing, Omer Rami Bachomo, you're going to Shinofla Dleikam Yeleho. Beyatze Hegdish. The Lekha Inish the Nimel. Hatayin Hekha Timsa, that Hegdish Taka had wood, and a fire broke out by itself in the base of Migdish. And a fire by itself burnt up the wood. So in such a case, nobody was maul, because nobody made the fire. So there was no person that burnt it. It burnt up by itself. So in such a case, the ashes, since there was no milah done about it, the ashes are still asa banor. That's one teretz. Another teretz is, Rav Shemaya Omer, Omar, the oisan sheftun geniza. I tell you, this brisa that says, that Efer of Hegdish is the Eilam Osir, it's only talking about the Efer of the Trumas Hadeshim. By the Trumas Hadeshim, we have before a special Gzeres HaKosiv. The Tanya, the Pesuk says by Trumas Hadeshim, the Somui, we dashin benachas, do it easy, not to spread it out. The Somu Kuloi, the Somu Shloyefazir. And we dashin for also, the Somu means, the Somu Shom, leave it there, that it's Osir Bano Loilam. So the special Gzeres HaKosiv, the Trumas Hadeshim. Even though, what is the Trumas Hadeshen? That's the ashes you've taken off the Mizbeach that was already burnt up. So even though the Kabbonos were already burnt up, so the ashes should have been Mutter, because that's called Minan Esrofim, the offering is Mutter, because it's called Nasa Mitzvosai. But here there's a new Gzeres HaKosav, what we had before. The Trumas Hadeshen, the person says, V'samu Shama, leave it there. There we dash it, it has to stay there, then it's Asa Bano. So that we say, the Hegdish is Asa Bano, even after it was burnt up, only means the ashes of Trumas Hadeshen. All the wood that belonged to Hegdish, and now somebody came and took that wood and burnt it, since that person is over the Yisra Mila, when he burns it, Enechnami is like the Yotze Lechulin. Right. The Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah said, Yehudu Waimeh Ein Biyacham Tela Besreifa. That's Yehudu Shita, that the way women carry the mitzvah is Tashbisu, destroying Hachom is only with beer, burning you with fire. And the Chom said, no, you don't have to burn it, no Zerah L'Ruach, just throwing it away is also good. So the Maratani, we're going to write some. Omri Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says like this, Ein biyachom etzel esreifo. The way you have to do the mitzvah is dafka burning it. V'yadim noitzin. And I have a kal v'chayma to say that chometz has to be burnt up. What's my kal v'chayma? Oma noitzin. Madach from the Yisra noitzin. By kodshim, you have the shlomim left over the second night. Or a chat that's left over the first night. The next morning becomes noitzin. The din is you have to burn noitzin. She'enim abayiro abayimotzi. The Torah doesn't say any new Issa, Bayiro, Bayimotzi, you can't see Noiser, you can't keep Noiser. Still we say Toyin Shreifa. The Torah says Noiser has to be burnt up. Obazoi Chometz, the Issa, Chometz on Pesach, שיש לנו בבעל יורו בעל ימוצאים, החוץ from the איסטר החילו, and החוץ from the איסטר הנו of חומץ, there's another איסטר. There's a בעל יורו בעל ימוצאים. You're not allowed to even see it. You can't even find it in your house. Not only can't you eat it. The sense of terror was so machmir by chometz, I tell you, like koshchein shetunis reifon. There's a kal v'chayma that this iser hano of chometz has to be burnt up. That's how you just kal v'chayma from leiser. Omru loy, so Rabbanan answered back to Abli Yehuda and said, no, this is not a good kal v'chayma. But the kal is like this. Kol din, any kal v'chayma, sha'atadan that you want to make, that chilos elahachem, true. You want to make kal v'chayma means, maduch, this kal has the chumrah, avad, this more chumrah has the chumrah. You want to bring the chumrah to say that by Pesach you bedavka have to burn the chometz. Over here, of a sreifah hokum, you're coming out to make a kula at the end. And if you're making a kula at the end, something lenient, then we say ain't a din. That's the pirkah. There's no such kal v'chomer like that. It's a kal v'chomer is only if you're only ending up with a chumrah, something strict. But by bringing the strict thing here, you can end up to be lenient. Then we don't say a kal v'chomer. Now, what are we being lenient? What's the kal here? The case is like this. What about loy motz eitzim asorfrin? They're telling me now, Toshin the Svar should be chometz, just get rid of it. Let the chometz say, throw it in the wind, throw it in the yam, just get rid of it. If you just dash in the kal v'chomer, you have to say, no, that's not the way you mekayim mitzvah tashbisum. The way you mekayim mitzvah tashbisum is dafka you have to burn it. Now what's going to be if someone doesn't have wood to burn? A guy's stuck, he has no wood around him. Of the zoy, ye yoshev a bottle. According to you, he's been mevatel the mitzvah tashbisum. Because you've been mechadash or cooler now, that if you don't have wood, you can't burn it, so you're not in the kind of mitzvah. The Torah says no. Tashbisu son of Teichem. The Chol Davar Shata Yochel Tashbisoi. The Torah Poshet says there's a mitzvah to destroy your chometz before Pesach. How do you destroy it? Poshet Pshat for Tashbisu is any way you want. Throw it to Ruach. Throw it to the Yam. Now you Rabbi Yehuda is telling me a kula. That no, the mitzvah is only to burn it. What's going to be if somebody doesn't have fire? He can't do the mitzvah. He's like Potter from the mitzvah. So you'd be nakel on the person to say he doesn't have to do the mitzvah. That's not mistavrim. He can't give a kula upon a person. So therefore, since he wants to be mekayim mitzvah tashbisu, he can't tell him yechumah, the Torah is saying now from a kal v'chomer, he has to burn it. Because then it'll come out a case, somebody can't burn it, he's potter from the mitzvah. It's not mistavrim to say a kula here. So that's the chomer's time to Rabbi Yehuda, this can't be a good kal v'chomer. So then Rabbi Yehuda was mekabel, then on tak a chozer, it's not a kal v'chomer. The Chaz Reb Yudev Adonu Dinach, I have another way to learn. Not from a Kal V'chomer, but from a Gzei Reshova. A Gzei Reshova, you can't ask this kasha. Noiser Osa Machila. Stam, Poshet Geret. Noiser, this meat that was left overnight, is Osa Tin. The Chometz Osa Machila. The Torah says Chometz Osa, you can't eat Chometz. I was like, Poshet Gzei Reshova. Ma, Noiser Besreifa, just like by Noiser, Torah says you have to burn it. I'll tell you, I have Chometz Besreifa. Chometz Osa has to be burnt. A Poshet Kal V'chomer. Omulot, the Chum say, no, if you want to learn a Posh to Gzeir Shavah, then I can't call him Gzeir Shavah. I definitely, there's no Gzeir Shavah here. I'll tell you, Novela Techiach. Look at the Yisrael Novela. Shasura Bachila, the Torah says, Novela you can't eat. The Yena turns Reifa. And we don't have to burn Novela. Suadin Chomet, even though the Torah says not to eat it, you don't have to burn it. Omulot, if you answered back, Hefrish, there's a big difference between Novela and Noisim. Noisim is two things. It's also Bachilu Vahno. And the Torah says to burn it, good. Who are din v'chometz? Chometz also has these two things. It's also v'achila uve'ano. Chometz is also v'ano. It says lo yeyochel. We learn out that chometz is also v'ano. Oh, but so here's the gzei reshova. Ma nois, just like by noiser. So in sreifa, it's also v'achila v'ano. You have to burn it. Av chometz, the same thing by chometz. Not a kavu chomer. Stam a poshen limud. It's also toy in sreifa. That's a yudid limud. Fret the rabbonim back, no. Omru le Rabbanu answer back, there's no Gzei Reshavah, I have a pirch on this Gzei Reshavah. Shor HaNiskel Yechiach. I'll bring you right from Shor HaNiskel, the shor that killed somebody. But the din is, Bezna Paskanois, we have to stone the shor. The loch rish, Yasura Bachilu Bahano, you're not allowed to eat it. And the Torah says, Noki, it's also Bahano, you can't have any Ano from it. And still we know the loch rish, Vena turns right from. Shor HaNiskel never brought down, you have to burn it. You just stone it, and that's all, bury it there. You don't have to burn it. So you see, something could be also bachila and banom, and still it's not turned shreifon. So maybe chometz is more done with the shor niskel and not the noiser. Omolehen, if you answer back, no. I'll tell you a reason why chometz is more done to noiser than to shor niskel. Hefresh, there's a difference between the two of them. Noiser also bachilu banom v'yoynish chorus. If you eat noiser, you have a chiyuv chorus for it. The chometz also has this chumra. The chometz also bachilu banom v'yoynish chorus. If you eat chometz on Pesach, you chayiv koris.
So that's why it's a chol medigadin. That's why it's more gzeira shava to noisa to say it's turning sreifa. Ma noisa mela is the sreifa. Avchol is the sreifa. That's a good gzeira shava. These two things are very alike. They both have isra achila hanor and koris. They're just like noisa needs sreifa. Chomis needs sreifa. Ma shenke and shera nistel zat. There's no chiyav kilo. Shera nistel is only allowed. Even though shera nistel is also bachila and banor, but you know why you don't have to burn shera nistel? Because there's no chiyav koris. Mashenkin Chomet that has a Chi of Chorus, the very good word of Yehuda, learns it out from Leiser. Omruloi, the Chomet still say, no, I have a Kasha, I have a Pircha on Yigzei V'Shovim. Omruloi, the Rabboni answer back, Chelboi Shal Shor HaNiskel Yechiach. What about the Chelev, the fat of the Shor HaNiskel? Now, the Chelev is a Chi of Chorus. If you eat Chelev from any behemoth, the Locher is Yechai of Chorus. Now, Shor HaNiskel is Asabano. So, Shosa Bachilo, this Chelev here, you're not allowed to eat it. Uva hano, it's also bano the chelav v'shara niskel. Even though regular chelav is mutter bano, but the chelav v'shara niskel, the Torah says, noki, you can't have any hano at all from the shara niskel. So here you have this chelav that's also bachilo. Uva hano, the yernish chorus, the yain toin tzreifo. And still you see, you don't have to burn it. So that's the chomis taina. There's no zera shavon. Mech tasty chomis. Is doimah to noiser, maybe chomet is doimah to the chelev of shara niskel. That you see, it has all these three miles, and still it's not turning straight from. That's what the Gemara says. The master of Yehuda was makabel this pircham, and he comes on to a new limit. Now, Bechonin, the Kaiba Shurim, asked the Shtach HaKashir, he asked, well, what's this last pircha chelboy to shara niskel? The chelboy that has these three surim are made up from two different factors, though. Chelev by itself is only yosef achila. True, chelev has an issa koris, but chelev by itself only has an issa achila. Chelev by itself is mutter b'ano. Now that shor haniskel, the issa shor haniskel says it's also b'ano, but the issa shor haniskel doesn't have a chiyuv koris. So that's why you don't have to burn this chelev. You know why you don't have to burn the chelev of shor haniskel? Because it's made up of two different isurim, and each issa by itself doesn't have the three milas. That's why you don't have to burn it. Hey, the chelev by itself is mutter b'ano. That's why chelev doesn't have to burn. Shor haniskel by itself has no chiyuv koris. That's why you don't have to burn it. So these two put together, you don't have to burn it because they're made from two separate surim. Mashenke and chometz, that it itself has all three milas. Chometz itself is also b'chidom, it itself is also b'no, and it itself is a chiyuv koris. So that is a good source for an alfal meisim. He blends back tzorachin on his kasha. Alright. I'll call upon a mashmet the kasha. The Gemara says, Chozer Rabbi Yehuda, v'dono din acher. Rabbi Yehuda learns out from another din now.